Rinchen Darlow was born and grew up in southwestern Tibet and travels widely lecturing about his country. He described the Tibetan Plateau as landlocked by China, Burma, Bhutan, Nepal, India, East Pakistan, and Mongolia, surrounded by snow-capped mountains and dotted with thousands of lakes. Numerous major rivers are sourced there. Last night's talk, entitled Tibet Then and Now, provided his audience with a concise pictorial history of Tibet, including its current struggle towards political autonomy since the Chinese military invasion and takeover in the 1950s. Rinchen Darlow explained that the Dalai Lama was 16 years old when Chairman Mao sent the People's Liberation Army into Tibet, and because his country had only 8,000 soldiers at the time, Tibet fell within 3 days. After the invasion, the Dalai Lama remained in Tibet for 9 years, he said, but fled across the Himalayan mountains to India, dressed as a peasant, in 1959, when he learned of a covert abduction plan by the Chinese.
And then as soon as he left, Chinese did not know that he was leaving, but then they started shooting. And, unarmed Tibetans were all shot with machine guns. In Tibet, and within a few days, it was estimated that somewhere 88,000 people got killed in Tibet. And then back in Tibet, some kind of martial law went into effect, and then Chinese began to destroy everything in Tibet. Everything, anything that has something to do with Tibet or Tibetan way of life, their culture, became the target of destruction. This is mainly because, so long as a Tibetan remains with his belief in religion, culture, and language, there's no way to call him or her a Chinese. Because Tibetans are distinct linguistically, culturally, racially. So in order to synthesize, everything became the target of destruction. Out of 6,256 monasteries, only 14 survived. The rest of them all got completely destroyed.
The Dalai Lama today resides in Dharamsala, India, where many Tibetans live in exile. 6 million Tibetans remain in Tibet now, Rinchen said, called the Tibetan Autonomous Region, living among 8 million mostly Han Chinese, making Tibetans a minority in their own country.
And we are 150,000 in exile. Out of 150,000, 100,000 are in India, living in 36 settlements. 20,000 are in Nepal, in 12 settlements. And about 1,500 are in Bhutan. And in North America, we have today close to 17,000, Canada and the United States combined. I came to the United States in 87. That time we were 525, something like that. And in the year 1991, US Congress adopted a resolution to give one-time immigration visa to 1,000 Tibetans. So we brought 1,000 Tibetan individuals to this country, and then over the years their spouses and children joined them, and that 1,000 has multiplied into about 6,000. And then later on, young Tibetans began to marry from wives and husbands from India, and with them their parents came, and it's continuing. So we are becoming bigger now in the States.
Today, Rinchen said, one can find the Tibetan culture only among Tibetans living in exile. Rinchen Darlow is a close associate of the Dalai Lama. He heads the Tibet Fund, founded by Tibetan immigrants living in the United States in 1981. The Tibet Fund collects and distributes financial aid to Tibetans who fled Chinese occupation. Over the past 28 years, the Tibet Fund has worked closely with the Central Tibetan Administration in Dharamsala to address the health, educational, cultural, economic, and community development needs of the refugee community. According to the website, the fund has steadily increased its program support to more than $5.5 million annually, but the arrival of thousands of refugees each year is placing a severe strain on the existing settlement system. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.